Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Eno Baroni is a Ghanaian rapper and singer that has been in the game for probably about 8 years or so. And she has a hard-hitting rap style while maintaining another side where she dabbles more in that Ghanaian Afropop, Afrobeats type music. Today's album review is for her sophomore album titled Ladies First. Africa. Muri se. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Before we get into the podcast, do visit the website motomotomusic.com. Check out more album reviews. There are over 100 for you. And also visit YouTube, which is Motomoto Music Africa. And you can check out some of the explainer videos that I've done on the African music industry and more, as well as album reviews. Let's get into it.
The latest African album review is
Ladies First was released on January 29 under Magic Minds. It has 11 tracks, 40-minute runtime, 8 features, and multiple producer placements.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Eno Baroni says, "At first you're doubting me, but guess who is the rap queen of Africa, who you will bow to?" And she's right. Pound for pound, she's definitely in Africa's top tier and has been for me since her debut album, Ya Asantewa. This is the opening track, God is a Woman, which was released before this album came out. And Eno Baroni says, "You've been sleeping on women for far too long and she's about to change it up." This was a great way to show her skills on the mic, reminding us who she is. And when I heard it, I thought, this is going to be quite a rap album. What I loved about the song What's Up is how Eno Baroni found the Ghanaian parallel of a hip-hop R&B record and made it work. And not saying it hasn't been done before, but this is a zone she seemed to do more of on Ladies First. Becca, who sung the chorus, did this song justice, and Becca is also on Eno Baroni's first album actually. It's a relationship T-junction type joint where the couple has to decide whether to break up or give it a go. And in my book, if it gets to that point, bro, maybe it's just time to let it go. I don't know. The song Enough is Enough, featuring the talents of Wendy Shay, is much in the same lane as What's Up. The lyrics are deep, and an example being when Eno raps, "The success of a woman don't depend on spreading her legs." I mean, that's deep, bro. The single was released last year and became a well-loved hit. Had I Known is also another single that was released before the album with a video on YouTube and talks about saying no to abusive relationships. It struck a chord with a lot of people, so that kind of says, you know, some people are going through the most out there. But if you're in a relationship, my people, just be good to each other. Missing You had me marveling at Eno Baroni handling the vocals pretty well and holding down the verses like a true G. The song is about a woman that is in love with a man who no longer reciprocates the love, and she's struggling to cope. She's not able to focus and the emptiness is really, really stressing her. My advice is find a rebound, Eno. This dude doesn't seem worth it, whichever dude you're singing about.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Genre-wise, you get a mixture of Ghana Afropop, Afrobeats, and R&B with rap verses, and reggae as well as trap for the spice. Eno Baroni did well to explore social commentary from a unique vantage point as a woman, but moreover in a quest to stand out in a male-dominated rap scene. She tackles her own struggles in the society that kind of stereotypes someone like her. For example, when she speaks to God about it all on the song Life, which I think is one of the best on the album. Conceptually, the topics on Ladies First are fantastic and show how great a songwriter she is. The sequencing on Ladies First saw Eno Baroni start off as a no-nonsense, almost battle MC then the beats totally change direction right through to the very last song, which is another all-out trap record. The other songs had Enno Baroni rapping on the verses, like I said earlier, but that's as much rap as they got. Now peep this. The entire album pretty much doesn't have a male voice on it, especially if we disregard producer tags. So from Enno herself to the features, it's all women. And I guess this is as good a time as any to remind you that the title of the project is Ladies First. And it's truly Ladies First. I see room for growth in terms of the mixing and mastering. And otherwise, this is a wonderful work of art to listen to. I didn't find the attention to detail you likely would get with that, I guess, upper echelon of musicians, but that did not take away from the musicality making its way to the forefront. So that was pretty good from Enno Baroni. I'd say she's a skilled MC that can ride a multitude of beats, and she belts out some tunes too, which is more of what we get here, even if it tries to maintain the rap core. The feel of Ladies First is definitely more Ghanaian Afropop with R&B and hip-hop. Flow-wise, on this album, she figured out how to maintain her authenticity regardless of the type of beat, which I thought was a great take on how versatile she can be. For what I knew of Enno Baroni's music, Ladies First is very different from her earlier direction, thinking the last few years. Right through to early 2020, I mean, she's always done a little bit of, some dance records here and there, but they do well with the rap in terms of just that tempo. The song that really kickstarted this new direction last year is Cheat featuring Kelvin Boy, which did very well, and then Enough is Enough, which is on this album, and Had I Known as well. I believe the success of those records means there's a lot more Ghanaian Afropop and Afrobeats on there, because hey, you might as well strike the iron while it's hot. This in part is thanks to the brilliant collaborations that really showed what Ladies First is all about. Enno Baroni herself served as a more palatable sound for the radio-friendly hits, even in her own delivery.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Anyone expecting the hardcore beat slayer from the Ya Asantewa album, or Argument Done, Game of Thrones type singles? This album is not it. It's almost as if the strategy this time around was to try and soften her image a little bit to really give the numbers a boost where hip-hop likely wouldn't. I don't know if this was a compromise between her and the business side, or Enno decided that this is how she wants to go. Enno Baroni did say on the opening track that they were about to change things up on this project, and it won't be like before. Although the album has fantastic high points and the subject matter is actually well thought out and executed, I really, really would have loved a more hip-hop inclined record. I probably was expecting one. At the same time, I believe this might be the Ghanaian way in the music industry, just because of the types of talents that they've got. Even Sakodi drops projects for the hits and projects for the hip-hop heads. You get the same from acts such as EL, who can equally do both. And I'm expectant with the next project Enno Baroni will offer, because what she's done here is she's actually shown immense versatility and hit-making capability with her two albums thus far. There's plenty of songs here that I would say are actually quite awesome. The hits probably no less than five. And the ones I enjoyed the most are Yenti Obia, God is a Woman, both which feature Efia, Life, What's Up featuring Becca, yo, that's a tune, bro, and Aseda. I'd say give Ladies First a try. If you want to discover a female MC with a very, very different touch, who is actually really, really skilled on the mic, Enno Baroni is one of the first places you have to look across Africa. She's done it all, especially after this album, and shown that she can really go, you know, toe-to-toe with the best MCs. But at the same time, she can switch it up and do more like love records and those radio hits type. So give it a try. The album is available pretty much everywhere online. So stream it and discover what Ghanaian hip hop is all about. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dane Dane.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.